Ireland to speak little about the holy places of New Rajadam, what we are constructing. You see Shramgajamastan, Gokula I mentioned, and he will tell some stories about it as we are going on the road.
Hare Krishna, I'll just, as we're walking back, then I can just talk both about the individual places and maybe the overall project that we've called the Raja Project. And a lot of that inspiration for that came from similar development that started long time ago in New Vrindavan. And, yes? And how Srila Prabhupada's idea for Gita Nagari. I don't know if you know Prabhupada. He named Gita Nagari. Gita Nagari means the town of the Bhagavad Gita. And his vision was that there should be 700 dioramas, each one depicting each shloka of the Bhagavad Gita around the property. That was Prabhupada. Didn't think small. Bhaktivedanta Manor, he wanted Mahavishnu and Lakshmi in the middle of the lake. And so on one in one perspective, we talk about all of our farms especially, but all of our temples are non-different than Vaikuntha. As a general term, Srila Prabhupada would say that they're no different than Vrindavan. Wherever Radha Krishna is installed, Radha Gokulananda means this is new Gokula. And, you know, so many different other projects around the ISKCON world. But cities in the same way are also like that, because the dam isn't restricted in any way to any physically geographical area, or it's not constrained by how can it be in downtown New York or downtown London or Hong Kong. That's sort of the vision of conditioned souls. But in order to be able to more easily appreciate it than traditionally in not only in Vrindavan, the Krishna manifest in India, but everywhere in holy places, temples are built, and other commemorative sites that depict Krishna's pastimes, where Krishna either killed a demon, where he performed some pastime with his friends, the lifting of Govardhan Hill, or so many like that. So we call these holy places, their tirthas or dham. And all of these are also manifest anywhere where the deities of the Lord are present. So Srila Prabhupada makes many reference. He says wherever Radha and Krishna are involved, then Vrindavan is there, along with all of the holy places of Vrindavan and places of Krishna's pastimes. So we try to establish some of the major places, or at least make commemorative sites. You see these pavilions everywhere, which would allow devotees to more easily absorb themselves in the reality of Vrindavan, because for conditioned souls, the more we see these type of things, the more our faith increases, and by the quality of devotion, then those places actually reveal their presence. So this is Gaur Shakti Prabhu mentioned. We see as the Jamuna River flowing here, and that whole forest up there is Mahavan. Just to the right, you'll see Gokula, which is the actual place of Lord Krishna's appearance in Vrindavan, and back there that was the Janmastan, or Mathura. Mathura is a half circle, or actually a crescent half moon that goes just about from that road marker over there all the way to the elephants. So you can see that on top over there, and that's Nanda Bhavan, or the home of Nanda Maharaj. This particular place beside Srila Prabhupada's I'm forgetting English words, but Srila Prabhupada's bust here is Brahmandagat, where Mother Yashoda looked into Krishna's mouth and saw the universe. And over there to the left, you must have were there this morning because I saw you were all going over to the barn. That's Nandagram. And just straight in front of us, the second one, a little more to the right, is Sanket. So the idea being is that both for the residents of New Rajadham as well as those who come and visit, that they can readily identify with Krishna's pastimes, with this place, New Rajadham, as being a place of Krishna's pastimes. And that will help them actually increase their absorption by thinking about these things, remembering these things, then their devotion will grow more and more. Technically, there are 60 billion holy places in Vrindavan. 60 billion. And here we've, in New Rajadham, we've mapped out 600. Our locus, our center point is Radhasham's altar, and so 1 kilometer diameter around is all considered to be the Dham. Of that, about 65% or two-thirds is presently in ISKCON's ownership, and the other two-thirds mostly is over the hill, and some of it across the other far road to the other side. That those are properties that we've been in the process of acquiring over the many years. And I guess we could continue or discuss some more in the evening. So as I mentioned, we've mapped out 600 places. Right now, these 14 main pavilions that you see here, these are the main sites, most well-known sites. And then we have another few hundred others to also set out so that as people go along, then they can see what are the actual pastime places. We're putting in little forests, clumps of trees, little groves, just like this one over here, each one to sort of correspond to some particular pastime place that has its equivalent in Boma Vrindavan, in the Vrindavan that you all visit in India, and that has also its original form in Goloka Vrindavan, in the spiritual world. And, just to mention that did you mention that yet? At the end of last weekend of June, 26, 27, 28, we're going to be having that'll be our third Navavraja Mandal Parikrama. It'll be just like devotees go for kart, or for what will happen? We're going to go to prasadam now, and then after we go to the temple. Okay, let's go see the Gurukula. That's also an integral part. Well, it's probably the most integral part of New Rajadham, because if there was no need for Gurukula, probably we wouldn't be here. And because everything's being done so that the next generation can actually really know what Krishna consciousness is in its most ideal form. Therefore, all of our other things, agriculture, cow protection, whatever else we're doing here, is being set up in order to be able to perpetuate in the most natural and organic way a lifestyle for the next generations. And that's really our main test, is that the next generation both have the same values as we're trying to develop, and not only that they have it, but they'll also live it and take responsibility for it. Because we need GBC quick. Hare Krishna.
Every square meter or every part of the Vrindavan, or what radius you say? It covers Govardhan, is all faraway places, right? Or not?
It's eternal. I mean, it's unlimited. So there's no.
It's no limit. Every place Krishna stepped, the holy place. So.
What we see as being 160 square miles. Physical measurement of what is eternal dimension or unlimited dimension. So there's no problem for 60 billion or even more than that. And when Krishna appears, when deities manifest, then they also manifest that same spiritual potency, comes with them, by which they also manifest that unlimited shakti, unlimited potency in the same place, whether that same place is Bhaktivedanta Manor, or whether it's here, or anywhere else. It has downstairs a sort of gym all-purpose room, and then it's really only got technically two classrooms upstairs and another office downstairs. So 15 children at the most legally. This is just part of ultimately what's meant to be the whole Gurukula complex.
Development. And then in New Rajadham we have these buildings like we did for Gurukula, and we have four few children. We have like four children, and then we have many more children waiting for getting here, and then we are seeing their development. This is very inspiring. Actually, we have when the farm was started, we had a family. They came with two children, I mean, the mother was coming only with her two daughters, and one of the both Krishna conscious, and one of the ladies has grown up in the Gurukul, and when she graduated from the Gurukul, then we asked her what you want to be, what you must like to do in the community or in life, and she wants, Gurukul is my home, I don't want to go anywhere, I want to stay as a teacher then. I graduated like a student, then I want to stay like a teacher. So she was so attached to the teachers and the children, so she became the teacher, and she is teaching younger children for reading and counting. And then after a few years she started association, and now she married, and now last year she gave birth to her baby, and now she was going up like one new Vrajadam generation, was going through with the whole development, with the development of the Gurukula height was growing, and she was growing in it and into it, and then she became teacher, and she fully grown into a new Vrajadam community, and she brought the new generation. So it means it is the circle of Varnashram, and it is a successful and full Varnashram circle. Somebody is growing up, and then at the end she is going back to Krishna, but in the meanwhile helping others to take birth and stay and grow up Krishna consciously. So I think we could have a look. It is they will not take a lot of time, but you can see how we do it. And in this kind of a mood, I think it is coming through. Once the koshama is, you see how it is done, it is a very important part of New Rajadam, although the school is very, very